At the end of the day, I have a life outside this podcast.
Of course.
So I'm going to continue that life. And if people end up like seeing, okay, this is where Rana lives and her kids are also with her, I can't control that, unfortunately.
Yeah, but do you think that you can prevent that?
How would you prevent that? Like not go outside?
Like not do the podcast.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, guys.
How are you? Welcome back to another episode of Minds in Neutral with your favorite hosts, Rana
and Shahad.
And we are back at it again. I feel very close and cozy to you, Shahad. I'm not going to lie to you, babes.
Yeah.
I'm feeling super close, super nice and cozy because it's cold outside. Oh, my God. Speaking of cold, everywhere it's been snowing. Canada snowstorm, like to the point where it's people's heights.
Oh, I heard where was this? I don't remember, but I saw a video yesterday about this like water thing underground bursted, so it flooded the place.
Where was this?
In America.
Okay.
It flooded the place.
America.
And then because the weather is so cold there, it froze. So it was like the water would go up to like the car levels, but it's frozen water.
Oh my God.
You can't
thaw it out because it's ice.
It's literal ice. Everywhere, like knee level ice.
That's insane. That's actually insane.
Yeah.
I feel like for us, this winter has not felt like winter. Like there's been barely any wind. It's so hot already. I think I only wore sweaters for a week and a half.
Yeah, I wore sweaters for the vibe, but like...
But I was dying.
Not the weather.
I was actually dying because it was so hot. Even like when we would do like desert barbecue, I didn't even feel like it was that cold.
No.
It wasn't like,
it reached like one point where it was very, very cold, but then...
It was for a couple of days. Yeah. And then it really died down.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's kick start. Do you have a weekly obsession?
Yeah, I was going to ask you.
Do you have a weekly obsession? Let me think. My weekly obsession, organizing my week. Wallah, because I will show you my list.
Oh yeah, she has a notes app with a checklist on it.
Yes, because this week has been very extremely busy. And so the only way that I am able to manage is literally with a checklist of what to do. So that's been my weekly obsession. Ticking off this list is probably...
List?
That was so hard for me to say. But ticking this off is probably the most like rewarding thing for me.
Yeah, I don't know about
this
me.
Is my weekly obsession.
I don't even remember how the week went. Like, I actually don't remember this week.
It was so fast.
It was so fast, but it was also so packed and it was so busy.
Yeah. Today itself was so packed.
Yeah. So, I actually don't know. I have no idea what my weekly obsession is except surviving that week. That was my obsession.
You're always in survival mode.
Yahi, ma, there's no break. What the hell do I do, Yanni?
That's actually so true. I can't wait until you have, like, a proper, like... Vacation.
Trust me. Oh yeah, I thought you were gonna say proper job and like everything will be set. I was gonna say trust me.
No, wasn't talking about that. I want you to have a proper, just at least, you know, when we were talking about that video where it's like, Rana, you don't know, like maybe you actually need that break, like maybe you want to chase something and then Allah has something else for you.
Yeah,
I feel like Allah has a beautiful vacation for you, babe.
I feel like
inshallah, ya Rab, because you deserve
Allah
it.
Allah has like a whole different career path for me. I don't know.
Today, the amount of people that we met that were in IT for like 8-10 years
and
that
they just switched
to sales and like marketing. So many.
Yeah, that's actually very scary. I don't like that.
Why is that very scary? You really like marketing.
Yeah, I know. But like, I've studied so hard for computer science.
Yeah, I know. Look, test it out because you might find something nice in computer science that they didn't. But like... I don't know. Maybe they did a very boring office job, maybe. Computer science. Like, there's
but
so many cool
parts.
He
did say he was sitting on the office for, like, hours.
Yeah.
And, which I don't want.
No one wants
I don't
that.
Want for my, that for myself. Yeah, I can't. Guys. I actually can't. Like, sitting aslan there was so hard. You don't understand, bro.
Today,
so
my
hard.
Neck. At the end of the day, God. I told Shed, can you please just massage my neck? I'm dying. I'm not doing okay.
Yeah.
But my neck, like, from here is in so much pain. I remember all my siblings were telling me, like, you have to wait until you're 20 because that's when all the pain is going to start, like, hitting you. And I'm feeling every single joint aching.
In your body,
Anyway, it's this crazy. Week, I wanted to talk about something that we actually asked people. Like, we did a survey on Instagram a while ago. And this was one of the polls that we put up. And a lot of people voted for it. And that is talking about social media mothers.
How do you guys feel about
mothers?
That? How do you guys feel about that?
I Where do I start?
I don't. Let's start with ourselves. Now we're okay. We are on social media.
Yes.
In the near correct. Future, inshallah, we inshallah. Will be married, and maybe in the very future, true. Not maybe in the future, inshallah, we will have kids.
Yes.
So, what's gonna happen to this podcast?
In my opinion, this podcast will continue. Maybe our conversation, obviously our conversations are going to shift.
Yeah.
Maybe we might talk about motherhood,
mm-hmm.
babies, pregnancy,
mm-hmm.
marriage life. But I'm not bringing my child here. She's not going to be
mm-hmm.
chatting with
but
us.
But would you, يعني حتى, let's say, okay, you don't have to bring your child here for your child to be somehow yet exposed.
Oh, like talk about like thing. Oh, yeah. I get what you mean. Because there's so many like moms, like I remember... There was a point where, like, everyone went crazy about vlog channels, like, mm-hmm. being a family vlogger. And then they would document really intimate or, like, talk about really intimate parts that their children are going through. For
yeah.
example, like, I'm going to give, like, a very random
yeah.
example. Like, they failed an exam today. Like, yeah. why do you want that to be put online
about or like, your child? Oh, my friends get, my son is getting bullied and how to deal with that as a mother.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a very great topic that I feel like parents should know about, but you don't yeah. have to tell them and your son is getting bullied.
See, this is where I'm saying, like, I think... When we become moms, I would talk about motherhood.
Mm.
The switch from me being like a single girl to a married girl to all of a sudden having children. How that's altering my perspective. How
yeah.
that's changing my mind. How, for example, my personality might have shifted. But I wouldn't talk about my kids in detail.
Yeah. But you also need to be wary of what you say here. Because at the end of the day, we are on social media again. And they can see the content that we're spreading. And their friends can see the content
that's
that we're
so
spreading.
True.
And... Like, let's say, because I'm talking about future. So, example, like 5 years from now.
Okay.
We might grow.
Yeah.
We might grow to the point where people actually start knowing where, like, our vague location.
Yeah.
Where we might bump into someone in the mall.
Yeah.
Where your kids are going to be there.
Yeah.
So, then what are you going to do about that?
I think that's out of my control. If, like, I'm not going to keep my kids at home. But, like, خلاص, I would just... At the end of the day, I have a life outside this podcast.
Of course.
So I'm going to continue that life. And if people end up like seeing, okay, this is where Rana lives and her kids are also with her, I can't control that. Unfortunately.
Yeah, but do you think that you can prevent that? You can't control it by preventing it from happening in the beginning.
How would you prevent that? Like not go outside?
Like not do the podcast.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Like, I don't know.
The best way
really
to prevent
depends.
It to prevent it
is just to quit it.
Is just to quit it.
In this case.
And yeah. Because valid. And especially if I start going outside with my kids and there are random people
that recognize us,
they come up to us, and if it comes to a point where they're taking pictures, خلاص, it's gone. It's over. Done.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't let anyone take pictures of
yeah,
my
but
kid
you,
with me.
Okay, but you never know, like they might like slide in a pic. And then post it on. It's like, oh my God, today it was so cute. I saw Ghana with her little son. Oh my God, they're so adorable, mashallah. And then they make you on, like, you know, these like
TikTok
cap cuts,
yeah.
edits, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, look, okay. Look, I don't know what I would be like
yeah.
from then, but I'm saying for now, I would do as much as I can to at least. Minimize that from happening. Like, if I can still keep my vacation, what? I'm in a different world, babe. If I can keep my location vague,
yeah,
and people not know it too well,
mm-hmm.
then, like, if I can kind of have some sort of like control over it
yeah.
as much as possible,
control over your privacy,
over my privacy, exactly, while still kind of continuing what I'd love to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because let's say at that point, like, it really like kicks off,
mm-hmm.
then. I would really try. If I see it escalate, like, extremely out of proportion, then I would stop. But you know what, Shahad? Someone could recognize us 5 years from now in the mall with our husband and our kid as well. And also be like, guys, you remember this girl? Because they bring back videos from, like, 2012 and they start reposting it now.
Yeah.
Like, there was this one family vlogger that I saw. She's a Moroccan woman and she lives in the States. And she stopped posting 8 years ago. Okay. She stopped, literally mic drop. She stopped posting 8 years ago. And since then, like, you know, people kind of have moved on. But there was this one TikTok that kind of showed a clip of literally her and her husband in the car arguing and her child like at the back kind of witnessing it happen. And she was going through like a really difficult time, and she kind of had a breakdown, and she left it all on camera. 8 years later, people are still seeing that. So it's like, okay.
So she recorded that.
Posted it and uploaded it. But back then, it was normal to be raw and authentic. Not normal, no. But like, it was like, you know, she was really trying to be this raw and authentic person online, which is a very, it's okay. But I think there's a lot of things that should still be kept private. But
yeah.
Anyway, like, that's what I'm saying. It will always circle back to you, Shahid. Like, our kids will end up seeing these videos.
Yeah. That's why we always try to do our best to, like, say the right stuff. Like, we don't really try to mess around. But, like, we talk proper on this podcast.
Yeah, as much
because
as possible.
Because we do know that this is khalas. It's a digital footprint, and it will always stay there.
Yeah.
Our kids might see it. Our bosses might see it. Like, anyone can see it.
Yeah.
We chose to make this public.
Yeah.
That's why we always take care of what we say, what we do, what we talk about.
Yeah.
But something like that, I don't see that as raw and authentic, to be honest. I just that's see just that.
And why? Inappropriate,
yeah,
to be sharing online.
No, like, why? It doesn't help you. It doesn't help your husband. It doesn't help your kid. It doesn't help anything.
Look, in my opinion, that's why I'm like, I don't know, like, would I continue this? Would I not? I definitely know that there would be genuine, like, restrictions where I'm like, no, my child's not going to be on camera, at least from my end. And if anyone puts my child on camera, like, hayatasbu, to be honest, like, if I can't do anything about that, I'm just going to leave it to Allah at that point. Because it's like, you know, I wanted to keep my child private and that part of my life private. I don't know, why are you trying to bring it online?
Yeah, but see, some people are so sneaky when it comes to that stuff. As soon as they try to find out and you're trying to keep something private, they will dig. They will become crazy.
Yeah, but Shahid, I feel like that depends on the kind of influencer that you are, though. Maybe. Because some people, like, they portray them, or they get, for example, it depends, like, what level of influencer are you? Are you, like, massive where everyone wants to be in your business? There's, like, TikTok tea channels covering the things that happened in your week, whatever.
Mm.
Or are you going to be someone where it's like, oh, this person I really like, but it's like, khalas, I just like to see them on the screen. Like, I have no bad, intent.
But how would you know that?
I know. I don't know.
You might be posting something completely normal, but someone out there is so obsessed with you.
I have no idea. This is so different from where my head was thinking about this topic, because I wanted to talk about how weird it is for moms to put their kids online, not for a random man to take a picture of my kid and put it online.
Like, it's different perspectives. Like, I'm just thinking, it doesn't even have to be a man. Like, obsession
know,
can come from
I
different
know,
people.
I know.
But yeah, like, I just wanted to start with that because I wanted to know what you would do as a mother. How would you kind of continue doing social media but also take care of your child? Because for me, I feel like I might stop.
That's valid.
Posting.
That's
if valid. I have a child. And especially if it's affecting my child or my husband. I feel like, yeah, I'm not going to argue about it. Khalas, you don't like it? You don't like it? Bye.
Yeah, that's valid.
But I would love to continue. Like, I genuinely see this as a hobby and something that I love doing. But again, like, because, bro, you see these mothers online and you see how their kids, like, they get embarrassed of them.
Literally, like, the biggest example now is Ash Trevino.
Trevino,
whatever her last name is. Guys, that woman is, I don't want to
backbite.
Yeah, but at the same time, she displays everything online. So I don't know, like, one quick TikTok search and you know this whole woman's life. All I have to say is that I just think it's so unfortunate that her daughters are put in that position where they have to mother their own mom at such a young age. They,
like,
are only 13 and 15.
They're apparently in her TikTok lives. They're her mentors. Mentors?
Yeah.
The moderators, I think.
Moderators, yeah.
And they moderate the chat. They moderate her live.
Yeah.
Which is insane. Like, you're moderating your mom.
Yeah.
And they would come into the room and be like, no, you have,
like,
to stop.
Like, you need to cut the camera. Yeah. It's like, Khalas, you're doing too much. And she does things that I'm just like, I don't, like, it's just so inconsiderate for me. I don't know, not even for just the kid's life, but for your life as well. Because, like, when the whole thing, like when everything initially started coming out, when she had her like very intense like 5 seconds of fame, and it's still kind of there, but it's like dying down. And when all these stories started coming out of like the things that she did and the things that she said, and how she has just such bad intentions towards her daughters, and how she was even saying, you know, like in her marriage, she used to be jealous from one of her daughters.
Yeah. Insane.
I don't know.
It was her like, first husband.
Her first husband and her oldest daughter. She used to be jealous from her daughter because she didn't like the fact that her husband was giving her daughter attention.
Yeah. And you know how the daughter replied? She was like, maybe because me and my mom look the same.
Oh, no, that's what she said.
Yeah.
I don't know. And they also have their own TikTok and they have so much cute support, but I'm just so worried. Like, it's like, how is that child going to turn out growing up in that environment where their mom exposes so much about them and they have no choice but to be exposed?
Yeah.
And so many, like, this girl gets so many people on her live chat. Like, it can go up to like 30,000 people on a live. Imagine 30,000 people watching you all at once at the same time. Like, not just the views in general, like, total over the past year.
At the same time.
At the same time. Like, tuning in to see what you're doing. First of all, I feel like that's such a lifeless activity. Like, babe, like, get off TikTok Live. Not for Ash, but for the people that are watching. Like, you're also putting money in her pocket. And then, secondly, it's just, like, obviously, if she keeps seeing that number, she's going to want to continue. Yeah. Anyone in their right mind would want to continue.
They started, like doing this whole, like, boycott her where they're unfollowing her. Mass unfollows. It did kind of. She went from 1 million to, I think, like, 700K now.
She still makes her bank.
She still does. But, like, I feel like maybe if this continues, then maybe it will stop.
But I feel like still, even with the, like, oh, massive unfollowing, people still go to her page and check how she's doing. Mm. And maybe might enter her live, watch what she's saying, screen record, repost, share. She's still getting the fame, like, whether we want to accept it or not. And that's also another thing. We are the ones, because we are the consumers and we're the viewers, we're the ones allowing these people to have a platform. Let's make, like, actual intelligent decisions of who we want to be on huge platforms, because this girl is this woman is responsible for her two daughters and also for the kind of image that she displays to other young kids or to other people.
Like, imagine, like, her daughters, it would be so hard for them to make friends. It would be so hard for them in the future to have to get a job, you know.
I'm sure it is. And then, like, aside from Ash, there's so many other like mom vloggers. Like, for example, I think her name was, like, the Seven Fam. It was, like, a mom who had, like, 7 or 8 kids.
Mm-hmm.
And they were Mormon. And then after so many years, it came out that she was, like, quite abusive towards her children. Like, extremely.
Oh.
In ways that it's, like, genuinely inhuman. Like, prison level. And they were young kids, Shahad. And they used to have this house in, like, suburban Arizona, I think. It was, like, somewhere really, like, imagine, like, a genuine desert and a random, like, massive villa in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if her kids ever wanted to escape or anything, they actually have nowhere to go. They're going to be in a desert filled with, like, coyotes, because it's the U.S., so they actually have, like, weird things there, like, snakes, coyotes, random stuff. So it was really bad. And then after a while, so many people started picking up on things. People started clipping her videos on TikTok. And then they got CPS involved. She's in jail, whatever. But it's just like,
she got imprisoned.
Yeah.
Oh, so it was bad.
Yes. But after how many years? Because that, like, imagine she was vlogging for, I think, like a solid 6, 7, 8 years.
Yeah.
But imagine what was happening before the vlogging or behind the scenes. Because if she was willing to show this on camera, I don't know. And then again, the 17 diapers mom, that whole story.
Yeah.
And like her kid flinching when he was, you know, like, oh.
Yeah, I remember that.
This is actually so sad. Like, can we just take a minute to process how crazy this is?
Yeah. And it's just so weird how, like, your kids will never be able to grow up in a safe, only your parents, no one is judging, like, because there's always a camera. There's always a camera in the house, you know, because they need to get the clips, you know.
Yeah.
They need to get the views. They need to get the thumbnail pics. They need to fake stuff. Oh, you didn't do this well. Again. Put more effort. Put more energy. Let the kid live.
Yeah, exactly.
No, actually, like, let the child live. Yeah. Yani, khalas. What, like, the child cannot take two steps, yani,
without you filming it.
بالظبط.
Yeah.
Like live the moment with your child. They need that safe space to develop. You're hindering
your child's growth.
Development. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. You actually cannot be that desperate for views, in my opinion. Like, how are you filming your child's? Like, it's like also big monumental things. Like,
There was this girl. I don't remember the TikTok account. I don't even know if it's still up. But I remember this mom would put her child in these like clothings.
That, oh yeah.
You know, and she would give her like a banana or a hot dog to eat.
Yeah.
And she would tell her like, oh, hold them on both of your hands, like the oranges. Hold them both. What?
Yeah.
No way. No way. And then she's like, oh, guys, no, Anna, I didn't think, you know, people are going to take it this way. And she's acting innocent, but yet she still keeps posting the same content, putting the same weird thumbnails. Yeah. And she's like, oh, no, guys, I have no weird, people on my account. How do you
know? Have no idea who's watching your content.
Yeah.
You have no, it could be a 7-year-old first time downloading TikTok or a 60-year-old who has weird intentions. Khalas, you actually have no clue who's watching your TikTok. So I can't believe you would put someone so innocent that has nothing to do with all of this. And because this cute girl has a cute face and she's so cute and she gets you a lot of views and she gets you a lot of money, you're going to you're gonna take advantage of that and exploit her. And she barely even knows how to say mama.
Yeah.
And you're out here. Another huge problem that I have is when social media moms dress up their kids as adults. Like, why are you putting your baby in a crop top?
No, for real. Why are you putting her in short skirt and leggings
a cropped denim jacket?
No.
Like, babes.
No. Give her a Barbie.
Or like a bodycon dress. Why does a baby need to wear a bodycon dress? That is, like, she needs little ruffles, you know?
Yeah, she needs pink. She needs,
she doesn't need party material. She's a kid, bro. Like, I don't know.
Some kids look really cute with it, though. With, like, the body style, jean jacket.
I find it so weird.
No, like, body style that is kid appropriate, not like...
Oh, okay, yeah.
Like, you know, cute jean, baggy jean jacket with their little baggy jeans.
Yeah, like streetwear.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I saw... Yeah, there's this one... she does post her child. That's how I would see it. But she posts her son, and her son, like, all his clothes are thrifted. And he has the sickest outfits, Shahad.
No way.
Like, he's, like, 3 years old, and he's dripped head to toe.
Ugh. The thing is,
so cute.
Oh, it's so cute. But, like, don't put it. Don't post it. Don't post it. Allah, don't post it.
You want to give baby outfit inspos? Just put the outfit on the bed. Take a little picture. And that's it.
Put the outfit where?
On the bed. Like, lay it out on the bed. Ah. Like, the top on the bed.
Yeah,
fellas, for a little inspo. You don't need to see it on a person, or on
like,
a baby.
I've seen some people which... Okay, it's a gray area, but they like, hide the child's face.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people do that. Yeah. I don't know. In my opinion, I just feel like, literally, they have no concept of what this social media thing is. Like, a child has no concept of what this is. Where it could take them, how it could affect them in the future. And you also have no idea how it could affect your child in the future. So I just feel like, what is the point of taking that risk? Because social media is something that is permanent. It's one of the very few things that is permanent.
Yeah.
You could wipe it away and someone would still have a clip of it somewhere. So just be so...
careful.
I don't even want to say careful, because like, careful makes me feel like you would do it, but you don't want to do it all the way. Don't even do it.
Like, you're being sneaky about it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Don't be careful. Just simply do not act on it. Like, you can still somehow find a way to monetize your social media without, like, taking advantage of your own child. Like, imagine, Shahad.
You're their mother. You're meant to protect them. Hatta the dads. I'm not just talking about moms.
Yeah.
Moms and dads, your kids, you're meant to protect them. They're meant to think of you as, you know, they're secure little teddy bears.
Yeah.
You know? Don't make them hate you.
Yeah.
Like, actually, don't make them hate you.
Like, I know this one TikTok guy, he talks about, like, how he furnishes, like, his daughter's rooms and things like that. Like, I feel that's about fatherhood.
Mm.
That's not about putting your kid online. That's where I'm, like, I'm going back to the original statement of, like, how would you feel if, for example, when we get kids and everything...
Mm-hmm.
I hope that that situation never happens where people put my kid online, because that's something I would never want.
Yeah.
But I would really love to still have a space where it would be just exactly the same space that we have, and I talk about something else in my life that I'm going through. Mm-hmm. And I have people like go through that journey with me, because who knows, like maybe the viewers that are watching us now are the same age as us and they grow up with us. That would be super cool. Like I would still want to talk about those like milestones in my life. Of course, like, and again, everything is to an extent.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Anyways, guys, what do you think? Let us know your opinions. Like, subscribe, comment. And I hope you all are happy, healthy, and safe.
We'll see you all next week, inshallah.
Bye-bye.